Right, we're very pleased to welcome our next speaker, who's Hardeel Dinsa, and he's the Labour elected police commissioner, police and crime commissioner for the whole of Derbyshire. And he's going to talk to us about hate crime in particular. And would you give him a very warm welcome, please?
Thank you very much. Apologies for being a bit late. I didn't get into the right car park, so thank you very much for that introduction. I'm really pleased to be here. There were, after Brexit, a number of anecdotal incidents that occurred nationally and some in Derbyshire, and that led to a number of actions taken by activists, particularly Derby, and at that time when I spoke there, some members did mention, if we would do anything in Chesterfield, would you attend? I said, most definitely. I'd, in fact, attend anywhere in Derbyshire to fight racism and hate crime in particular across the piece. Because I have said when I was campaigning that I'll be the police and crime commissioner for every corner of Derbyshire. That's the urban, suburban and rural parts of the county of Derbyshire. Now, Derbyshire is one of the safest counties in the country, but that doesn't mean we don't have crime. And any single crime or incident is one too many, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm the second police and crime commissioner, and the second Labour police and crime commissioner for Derbyshire, and the first BME police and crime commissioner in the country. Mm-hmm. So, in that sense, I feel privileged. I feel privileged to be in this position, but I'm also keen that with my success, others can follow that role model and we get more people standing, more women, because there's not many women police and crime commissioners, and more people from the BME community standing as well. The Police and Crime Plan, which I just recently published on this 15th of September, is available on our website. It does have focuses on hate crime and in that particularly racism. And there are two objectives which particularly are a focus for sort of considering fighting racism and standing up to any sort of kind of discrimination and in particular racism. And that's objective one, which is about working to keep the most vulnerable in our communities safe from crime and harm, and supporting those who unfortunately find themselves victims of crime. So hate crime victims, whether it's a crime or it's an incident, somebody being subjugated to discrimination just because they're different, is not something I want to condone. I want to challenge that, and I want to work with as many communities, groups, organizations to do that together, because together in partnership we can do it better than if we try to do it on our own. And Cheryl mentioned the work that's been happening in Shirebrook and with Sports Direct. I attended one of those events that Cheryl organized in order to allow people who are working in Sports Direct to understand what their rights are in terms of as victims, because many people don't even feel that they're victims when they're being discriminated against. So as victims and their rights within the law. And I think that was a successful event. The second objective is something that I put into the Police and Crime Plan, which didn't exist before. That was actually to say diversity. Now, I did that for two reasons. One is because nationally, there's no police force in the country whose workforce reflects the population they're serving. So, for example, in Derbyshire, 6.7% of the population is of the BME communities. Only 3.4% of the workforce of the constabulary of Derbyshire is from BME backgrounds. So there's been a charge put on all police and crime commissioners to do something urgent and proactive to narrow that gap. And the reason that's important, not only because, you know, we should have a conversation, because when Sir Robert Peel, who founded the Modern Policing Service, one of the principles, seventh principle he put in place in terms of delivering the service, was that the people are the public and the public are the people. Now, that's very important on the basis that in this country, we don't We can't legislate and uphold the law by force because we need too many people to do that. So the majority of people agree with the laws and follow the laws, but the minority who don't, they have to be tackled. And that's why it's important that you reflect the communities you're serving, because if you don't, there's less affiliation, there's less confidence and trust. And that's why it's important that we make sure that our constabulary reflects that, because that's the only way to give confidence to all our different communities to feel that they can actually call upon the police to help them, as opposed to see them as the enemy or as somebody who are going to be fighting against them. And unfortunately, many migrants, particularly the Eastern Europeans that Cheryl talked about, often have an experience of authority and police which is very negative, and so they will actually not approach police officers or actually share anything, because they will expect them to be actually locked up by the police as opposed to helped by the police. And that's a difficult message to get across, but we need to do that if we want to fight racism, because there are many Eastern Europeans in particular now currently who experience discrimination, hate, and hatred, and they think that's, they have to either deal with it themselves or they just put up with it. I don't think we want that in our society. And I know many of you, everybody here, but many other organisations are wanting to do, be united, stand up in partnership to tackle those sort of experiences and actually help give confidence to anybody who's discriminated. Now, for me, that does mean looking at how we do that. And one of the things I've done is look at the hate strategy for the police, myself in my office, the constabulary, and also because I commission victim services. So my role is to commission victim services for genetic victims, sexual violence, domestic violence, hate crime, and also provide restorative justice services. And hate crime, and racism in particular, the resources for fighting that and providing services has been going down for the last 10 to 12 years. So that at one time, probably in the north of the county and in the city, in the south of the city, you'd have a team of about six or seven in the city council who are looking at equality and hate crime-related issues. And it's probably similar across the whole. Now there's one person who's actually responsible for looking at equality. And many other organisations on this. And then we've only got about £16,000 being spent currently on some way of actually providing services for people to report hate crime. And most of that is on a 24/7 telephone line through Stop Hate UK. Now, how many of you here are aware of that, Stop Hate UK? And some are, but generally speaking, no. And that is the experience. Many people don't know that it exists and it's available 24/7. And there are different languages. That's because the infrastructure for reporting and promoting organized help has deteriorated over the last 10 to 15 years. And I'm going to do what I can to actually rebuild that. And one thing I did was actually to... last year, when I was a deputy, because Alan Charles asked me, I was a deputy for 3.5 years, Deputy Police and Crime Commissioner, to the first Police and Crime Commissioner, Alan Charles. And he asked me to lead on hate crime. And I spent quite a lot of time looking at what needs to be done and asked for a hate crime development officer post to be created to actually map out what the resources are at the moment in Derbyshire. And they are there's lots of good work going on, but it's against lack of less resources and no resources. So I'm trying to make sure that I can map out and say where the gaps are and which organisation, voluntary organisation in particular, are, because of funding issues, are not there to actually help support people who are being targeted for hate crime, for disability, for sexual orientation. There are also there are five different categories: religion, faith. And we need to do something about that. And I feel I've got a responsibility to do that as a commissioner. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to appoint two hate crime development officers, one for the north of the county, one for the south, to actually help reinvigorate the organisations of volunteers that already exist out there, because they need support. and also make available funds for people, voluntary organisations, to make applications as long as they can contribute towards our case of crime plan, which won't be too difficult because I've got hate crime written writ large and in as a priority for me to deliver for policing in Derbyshire. I think it's important to say that that will require all the different organisations, the City Council, the County Council, the Constabulary, and other organisations, the criminal justice system, to do that. The Crown Prosecution Service, for example, so that if somebody does report a hate crime, they know that there'll be prosecution will be done. So, in terms of what I want to do, is I want to say that in terms of police in Derbyshire, people should feel confident to report hate incidences or crimes to the police, and they will take a robust, strong action in terms of prosecution. And they've done that because they've also now, under my suggestion, they've organised themselves into having a silver and bronze command and actually having specialist leads for all the different categories of hate crime, including racism, and including two new ones that they've brought in, Islamophobia and alternative cultures. And that's because the Sophie Lancaster Foundation highlighted how a young woman who, just because she dressed differently, was attacked for no good reason and ended up dying, and her partner nearly ending up dying, all because they looked different. And that is a powerful message. That's what people, in times of austerity, in times of emergency, people try to scapegoat and point the finger. And they point the finger at the most vulnerable and the most easily targeted. And that was the example which the Sophie Lancaster Foundation is trying to tell everybody. And I've been wanting to work in partnerships, so has the police and constabulary, to do that, so that we can actually use all our efforts to say difference is good and diversity can enrich our communities, and it's not something to be targeted, whether it's for race, for alternative cultures, or for your religion, or your faith, or your sexual orientation. So I want to do whatever I can, and I'm really pleased that so many people are interested in this topic and they're here to debate it, and I'd like to work with you in partnership in every corner of Derbyshire to deliver proactive fight against racism and hate in this county. Thank you very much.